Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You are invited to bring us whatever you want. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line topless protest in Portland. If we get a chance, we'll tell you the details about it here in a moment. 800-259-9231. But your calls are the primary element. And joining you tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
We go right into your phone calls, phones, and the fun here. But first, Mark, tell me a little bit about HostGator.com.
HostGator is a worldwide leader in web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can use your you can create your very own website with their free website builder tools and templates. Use the code FTL, that's FTLs in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. FTL, HostGator.com.
All right, we continue with your phone calls. Go to Brent in Florida to start things out this hour. Brent, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hi, how you doing?
Brent, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about what I consider to be the, you know, the most devastating terrorist attack, if you would, that, you know, that we've gotten. And I think that's the flow of illicit drugs and also prescription drugs that we've been experiencing in our country for, you know, decades.
Wait a minute. So, point of information, you're saying that drugs are a terrorist attack?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you consider, you know, these people who are producing these chemicals and putting them on our streets, and it's killing, you know, according to answers.com, I just looked it up, and, you know, there's 106,000 overdoses a year just in America, and that's not to count, you know, people who die from health complications.
But wait a minute. 100,000 overdoses or 100,000 deaths?
106,000 deaths from overdoses and another.
Are you talking about just illegal medication, or are you also talking about properly prescribed prescription medications? Because those sound like the numbers for prescription medications to me. Illegal narcotics usually is, I think, around the 10,000 range.
Well, in my county in Florida, and I'm originally from Massachusetts, last year there was around 500,000, actually in one town, 500,000. I'm from Cape Cod, Massachusetts, and I was talking to somebody in the treatment field and drug rehabilitation, and they said that on Little Cape Cod, in one year there was 200 overdoses.
Yeah, 200 overdoses doesn't mean
right,
death.
An overdose doesn't mean a death.
Deaths from overdoses. I personally know.
200,000 deaths
in
Cape
Cod?
No, 200 in 1 year. And I personally know, you know, at least 5 people that, you know, I went to high school with that, you know, that have died from drug overdoses. So regardless of the exact numbers, there's thousands and thousands and thousands, if not millions of people who have died not only from overdoses, but...
Are automobiles terrorism? I'm just curious. Are automobiles terrorism? There are hundreds of thousands of people that die from automobile accidents.
No, because there's not one person or a small number of people who are causing it. No, automobiles are something that, you know, you purchase an automobile, you die, accidents happen. This isn't an accident.
Well, actually, most overdoses are accidents.
Yeah, you don't think the people are overdosing on purpose, do you?
Correct. But the people who are putting those chemicals on the street aren't good, honest businessmen.
Well, you don't know that. How many of them have you met?
Are you telling me people in the automobile industry are good, honest businessmen?
Wait,
just a second. Let me draw some parallels for you, and we can look at the automotive industry with the drug industry. People get in cars. Wait a second. I'm going to draw some parallels. People get in cars for whatever reason they want to get in cars, because they feel they need to, because they enjoy the ride, whatever their reason is. It's the same reason that they do drugs. They die in cars. They die doing drugs.
Okay, well, let's not call it terrorism, but it's
good. And before you go on, let's not call it terrorism, because the definition of terrorism has to do with essentially using the use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce, especially for political purposes. So there's no way that selling a narcotic, selling a drug in any way could qualify as terrorism. It's a voluntary transaction between two parties.
But, you know, let's frame it this way, and this is the way I see it. You're correct that I think it's been cited consistently the third leading cause of death in America is prescription drugs that are prescribed. But when we get into the so-called illegal drugs, The illegal drugs, that so-called illegal drugs that are out there, are there because they're illegal and they're more profitable. But what happens when something is illegal is the strongest, most nasty stuff gets on the street because the risk is often lower in producing it and shipping it because it's stronger. Just like in alcohol prohibition, most of the stuff you could get was the real strong alcohol. You didn't see beer and wine that much because there was more risk and it was, you know, it took longer to make and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of really nasty drugs like crystal meth out there that exist because they don't have to be grown for several months, like marijuana, for example, and that's what gets on the streets. So I think the illegal drug problem is a problem because drugs are illegal, not yes. because of the drugs themselves that people might choose to use.
Exactly. I was actually going to get into that because, let me just kind of go on a little bit. I mean, we have, let's take cocaine or opium. In Afghanistan, we have, I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of square miles of bright red flowers. And, you know, we say we're trying to win hearts and minds, so we're not destroying these crops. Now, we have satellites that you can read a newspaper from outer space, and you're trying to tell me that we can't pinpoint the source of, you know, whether...
No, I don't think anyone was trying to tell you that on this show.
Definitely not on your show. No,
general.
Absolutely not on your show. You know,
they are trying to destroy crops in places like South America, and they're destroying the livelihoods of farmers and destroying people.
They've been using some herbicides that actually poison the land for decades.
You're absolutely correct. Let me comment on that. Not only are we doing that, we're spending, you know, billions of dollars trying to spray these crops.
I don't appreciate you continually using the term "we." I am not waging war on
drugs. Absolutely not. You know, the GCN Network is fabulous. You know, I'm an avid listener to, you know, the Alex Jones Show, and this is the first time, you know, listening to your show. But I say we as America, which I don't even consider
you mean the
that
government. You mean the United States
government,
federal government.
The government. Correct.
And okay. Go ahead.
Now, the government is spending all sorts of our money, meaning me and you, to spray these crops, and what they're using is Roundup. And the producers there, they've made those coca plants be Roundup ready. They're immune to Roundup. So we essentially go there and weed their coca fields. We spend taxpayer money to weed their coca fields, and the coca doesn't actually die from the Roundup. Uh-huh. It thrives because all the other competing vegetation gets killed from the Roundup.
Okay.
And a couple of things, you know, like I was talking to a person who was Delta Force back in the 80s, and they sent him in there supposedly to, you know, to try to make an impact on cocaine production. And he said that his, you know, his group of people, platoon, whatever you want to call it, that was down there, they started having an impact. They were taking out, you know, parts of the cartel.
Nonsense.
And he said they were making a real impact. And he
Nonsense.
Said before they knew it, there was another American force, not Delta Force, some secret force that was actually out there in the jungle trying to kill them.
That's a very neat story. I don't know what the level of truth is about it. Maybe it's true. Maybe
I've
it's
heard
not.
Some more stories.
But it's nonsense to believe that they were actually having an impact because whenever
even if there wasn't a competing gang, a platoon of Americans trying to kill Delta Force,
right? Usually, what
you
happens?
You still can't stop very, very poor people from trying to cash in on the drug war.
You can't stop the. You just can't stop anybody. Period. Because even if you arrest people for drugs, selling drugs, other people will step in and fill their shoes because there's always a demand for those products. So it really doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter how many people are arrested. It doesn't matter how many people's lives are destroyed by the war on drugs. It never will have any level of success in stopping people from wanting to alter their states of consciousness and doing whatever it takes to get that product.
I want to comment on that, and I think what we both would understand to be the solution to that.
You got about 20 seconds for your solution. Go.
All right. Well, I think, you know, if we were to medicalize, not all legalize, but medicalize and put these uncontrolled substances that are now controlled by criminals into the hands of doctors, I think that if we would be able to take care of that,
I think
demand,
that's a step in the right direction.
There's a lot of crime around prescription
drugs.
Illegal
prescription
drugs.
Oxycodone.
That's
not shipment. Being robbed.
Heroin.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Sorry, out of time for you. 800-259-9231.
Right now they throw people in jail for doctor shopping because they need pain medication because either they've become addicted or they've got so much pain they're not getting enough and their doctor's too scared to prescribe it to
the
them.
The answer is not more control in a different way. The answer is freedom, allowing people to buy and sell what they want. Free Talk Live.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day. 3 days exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And the website itself is a very listener-oriented website, very user-oriented. You get to submit different ideas for the show. You can submit in show prep from news stories or a video or whatever it is that you think would be interesting to our listeners. and then our listeners will examine it, and they will determine whether they like it or dislike it, and they can vote it up and vote it down, and so can you. You can vote things up and down as well over at freetalklive.com. And the world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is April 9th, 10th, and 11th at Knob Creek Gun Range, so that's real soon. It's fun for the whole family with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m., $10 per person, knobcreekrange.com. That's knobcreekrange.com. 800-259-9231. So just a few more thoughts here on the war on drugs, the insane war on drugs, which is really just a war on our friends and our family members. And it's just a sad, tragic
It's a great way to extract money from the public, too.
Oh, yeah, when people get busted for possession and hit with multiple $100 fines. Usually they're too poor to be able to afford it all in one fell swoop, so they have to get on payment plans with the government. And that's after they manage to get out of jail or somehow try to put their lives back together with it, where at the same time they're having to pay money out to the state. It's really quite a scam that they have going on.
But it also grows government hugely because you hire more cops, more judges, you build more prisons, all to put these nonviolent offenders who haven't hurt anybody. And where's the productivity there? What are you producing by hiring all these people and growing government in this manner?
It's absolutely tragic. There's no doubt about it. But the answer is not, as our last caller suggested, to put what are now illegal, completely prohibited drugs into the prescription system. Mm-hmm. That may be a step in the right direction, but at the same time, it's not a big step because it still leaves a tremendous amount of demand in the marketplace that will not be satisfied by people going to the doctor, because people that would be going to the doctor in those cases would be going to allegedly be taken off the drugs, and that does not address the people that wish to use them on a recreational basis who would still be demanding to purchase those products and would still be relying on the black market to deliver it to them. We shared a story just a few weeks ago on this program about $70 million worth of prescription drugs being stolen from a manufacturer's facility down in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. It was an incredible job. They cut through the ceiling. They rappelled down. They opened up the back door. They had a big rig. They had at least one, if not two big rigs, because they loaded up pallets worth of this drug into the back of an 18-wheeler and perhaps two 18-wheelers and trucked off with them. I mean, it was an incredibly movie-esque, Hollywood film-esque kind of Hudson Hawk, use that term, Mark, style kind of caper. And this is something that happens because, well, you can't just walk into Walgreens and buy whatever that drug was. It was prescription, meaning to get it through legitimate channels, you have to go through the doctor. And if the doctor is, you know, not being having his neck breathed down by the DEA about that particular drug, then he can
prescribe. Which is exactly what would happen if you, made it so that doctors had to prescribe medicine to people from a medicinal standpoint to treat them for drug addiction. That's exactly what you would have happened because the DEA has to do something. These government bureaucrats, unless they're actually put out of a job, have to have something to do. And what they're going to do is they're going to hassle the doctors and their patients.
You know, they can't even keep drugs out of prisons. We need to stop the charade here. What percentage of people you think that right now that don't do drugs would do them if they were legal?
There's not a lot.
I wouldn't do drugs just because they were legal. If I want to do them now, I'd do them, but I don't.
Exactly.
Because that's just not my makeup.
Most people that want to alter their consciousness will find a way to do so regardless of what the law says. You're talking about a very small percentage of people that is out there saying, you know, I really want to try crack, but I just don't feel like it because it's illegal.
I think that the concern is that young people will get a hold of them more earlier, and if they're legal, and I can see that concern. However,
they're getting a hold of them pretty early, right?
I think
now,
what you need to take a look at is that currently young people in high school say it's easier to get marijuana
it's
than
true.
It is to get alcohol. So they already have access to these illegal drugs right there in the public school system that you send them, you willingly send your kids off to, and you know, the alcohol is actually harder for them to get. So it may very well be that it's more difficult for young people to get them. Also, there won't be the forbidden fruit aspect to where they might try things that they wouldn't otherwise try. I've never drank bleach, but I have smoked crack cocaine one time. And why did I do it? Maybe it was because it was illegal and it was a bad thing to do, and I had an opportunity and I did it.
1-800-259-9231. I'm looking around trying to find any kind of corroboration for Brent's claim earlier that over 100,000 people die from illegal drugs every single year in this country. And I just can't find it. All the numbers I'm looking at here within the last decade are around 18,000.
Well, he said he was getting his numbers from somebody who was in the drug treatment field. And these are the people that are most incentivized mm-hmm. to talk crap about drugs.
Right. And distort the numbers.
If you don't have a bunch of drug addicts, what do you need a bunch of drug treatment personnel for?
And DEA agents.
And by the way, alcohol is a pretty heavy drug. It's a pretty hard drug. It's a really dangerous, addictive, and destructive drug.
So is nicotine.
Indeed. And these are both completely legal for most people to get their hands on. Look, people need to have the access to these narcotics because otherwise they will do whatever it takes. And if that means robbing, if that means breaking and entering, if that means stealing things, holding people up at gunpoint,
I was in prison for 9 years. I can't tell you how many people were in there for crimes that they committed to get drugs, crimes that they committed while on drugs. On drugs and probably wanting to get more.
Mm-hmm, right, because they were expensive because they were illegal.
Exactly.
You know, all these crimes that are drug related, and I think you'd diminish a great deal of them. Yes, there are certain, there's the idea that PCP will turn someone into a madman, they'll throw 10 cops through a McDonald's window. I don't know about that. There probably are drugs out there that, that make people more violent, but I know that there's one drug in particular that makes people very violent and very dangerous, and it's called alcohol. And it's legal.
And it would be insane to call for alcohol to be prohibited again after.
Right, we had that. That's your Al Capone mafia stuff.
Can you imagine somebody making the statement, well, I don't think alcohol should be made illegal. It should be prescription. I mean, that's essentially the same thing as what he said, except in reverse for drugs. Well, drugs shouldn't be legalized. They should be prescribed. Well, alcohol shouldn't be made fully illegal. It should be prescribed. I mean, this is dangerous. People are thousands of people are dying every year from alcohol-related overdosing. I think the numbers here that I saw online were something around 82,000 just overdosing. We're not talking about alcohol-related accidents or anything like that. So we're talking about a tremendously dangerous drug. Maybe that should be made a prescription drug. You have to go to the doctor to get your prescription for a six-pack. How ludicrous does that sound? Doesn't that just sound absolutely absurd? You say to yourself, what? That's crazy. I can handle my alcohol. I know how to go out and get my own six-pack, and I can drink responsibly. I don't need to go to the doctor. Well, same thing for a lot of people that use cannabis and other drugs out there, LSD and ecstasy. A lot of people are using them on a responsible basis, using them on a recreational basis, and they don't need to go and pay $100 to see some gatekeeper.
They don't need your laws to turn them into criminals.
All right, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, because that's all the doctor is in that role in many cases. Free Talk Live.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more, but no man-made nutrients. Only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org, and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818, or go to greenpasture.org today.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan, and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fast fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in, take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. You can enjoy our webcam. It is free over at cam.freetalklive.com. You can also interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, as our chat room is right there on the same page for you over at cam.freetalklive.com.
90% of your child's brain develops in the first 5 years of life. Do you want to wait until kindergarten to start teaching them to read? We got my son a great kit called Monkey See, Monkey Do, and he loves it. After the first day, he was saying words he hadn't said before. You can get it at babyreadingkit.com. I recommend this for you and your child. It's babyreadingkit.com. And Jack really has just, you know, it's been a language explosion the last week in my house, and I have to, you know, to some extent, credit it to the Monkey See, Monkey Do videos at babyreadingkit.com.
All right, the toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. As we continue, we take your phone calls about anything. Dave is listening in Montana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark.
Hey, the drug war is only because the greedy bastards that run our country are corrupt. I want to say bad words, but I can't, so...
Thank you.
Thank you for that.
And that's the reason why we fight the drug war, because they're worth billions of dollars being illegal. And it proves it, because we spend millions of dollars on the Marines surrounding the poppy fields over there in Afghanistan. And we don't do nothing to the poppy fields, because the poor farmers got nothing else to grow. But yet we spend millions of dollars here in this country to break into poor people's houses here that got nothing else to sell, so they sell little pot. So they bust in the house and they shoot innocent grandmas because they forgot to check the number on the house.
They
chalk it up as, oh, it's the war on drugs. These greedy bastards.
It's just collateral damage, just someone's grandma.
They're greedy bastards that should rot in hell. The drug war is just a corrupt way for the corrupt people, man. That's all it is.
Thank you, David, for the call tonight. As always, appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. In fact, the corruption is not just about the government, and what the drug war does doesn't just create corruption within the government. It also just corrupts other people as well. In many cases, the people that are against legalizing drugs aren't just government people, and they're not just the brainwashed masses either. Sometimes the drug dealers themselves are, in many cases, against the idea of legalization. They like it, the fact that drugs are illegal. There are tremendous profits.
How in the world are they going to make profits like that doing anything
else? They have to work a lot harder. I mean, you could still make I'm telling you, Mark, marijuana's popular enough, you could still make a lot of money selling drugs in the legal marketplace, but there'd be more competition. You wouldn't make as much money.
They don't
on
make
as
that much
product
on a bottle of aspirin. I can tell you that. A generic bottle of aspirin, what, 500 pills or something like that, for $1.50 that they sell at the local drugstore.
But they sell volume, and those companies that are manufacturing those drugs, you can better believe, are still making likely millions of dollars every single year. So the money is there, the demand is there. It's just that there won't be as much money, and you'll have more open competition in the legal marketplace. So you'd have to lower your prices, meaning you won't make as much. You're not going to necessarily make as much money on the product that you're selling. In many cases, a pound of marijuana can sell upwards of $5,000 at the wholesale level on the black market. That's at a wholesale price. That's if you're buying a pound of it. Then you end up, you know, breaking that down into smaller parts and making more money.
And
but $5,000. Go into your bagged salad section and look at what a 16-ounce bag of salad costs.
Look at tobacco, and then take out the taxes out of it. Actually, leave the taxes in, because they'll probably tax marijuana as heavily as they tax tobacco. But if you look at just dry tobacco leaf, and then consider that tobacco is harder to cure. It takes longer. I mean, it's the curing process. Yeah. Tobacco is a weed, too. It's the curing process that makes tobacco taste the way it tastes. So marijuana, it doesn't require the same kind of curing. It's just a drying process. So it's probably going to be less costly to produce than even tobacco.
Nick Gillespie over at Reason.com, just to insert here, as California voters ponder whether to vote for marijuana legalization via ballot initiative this fall, at least one group is wary of changing the legal status of cannabis: pot growers, who like the current system just fine. According to, let's see, what's the website? CNBC.com. If California legalizes marijuana, say black market growers, it will drive down the price of their crop and damage not just their livelihoods, but the entire economy along the state's rugged northern coast. Now, that is ludicrous. That is an absolutely economically ignorant statement to say. The idea that if the marijuana trade goes legal, that the black market is eliminated, as is being proposed in California. They're talking about there is a ballot initiative this fall that California voters will vote to legalize marijuana. The black marketeers are saying, oh, my God, this is going to devastate the economy. No, it's not. It'll just make your business tougher. For the users, for the consumers, the majority of the people in that particular marketplace, the people that are buying the pot, they'll have more money to spend on other things.
Right, so other people will get more money.
Right, so instead of spending $60, and there's not a whole lot of crime around the marijuana trade, but that is still a true statement, Wayne. But instead of spending $60 or $120 on a quarter of marijuana, which tends to be what prices can range in depending on the quality of the product, they might be spending, I don't know, I'm speculating here, let's say a tenth of the price, they might be spending $6 to $12, and so that means they have an extra dozens of dollars that they can go and they can buy baby food with, or they can buy diapers with, or they can buy, you know, a meal out or something like that. That's money they can put into other areas of their life. It's not going to hurt the economy at all. It's good for it. That would be great for people, many of whom are poor. A lot of drug users are on the lower end of the spectrum, though certainly plenty of rich people. Plenty of rich people use drugs. It's just they're not as squeezed for money. Mm-hmm. So when you've got a poor person paying $60 for a bag of weed versus a rich person paying $60 for a bag of weed, it makes more of a hit on the monthly budget of the poor person. So for poor people, for middle class people that are drug users, that are recreational drug users, it'll be an incredible boon to them because they'll have more disposable income with which they can spend on more luxuries or more savings
or whatever it is they want. But anyway,
the producers don't have to worry about, you know, if it becomes illegal, legal rather, they don't have to worry about being busted.
They don't care, Wayne. They're not worried, obviously, because they're making a stink about this. According to the CNBC, they say the legalization of marijuana will be the single most devastating economic event in the long boom and bust history of Northern California, said a Humboldt County radio host, a musician, who said her involvement with marijuana has been mostly limited to smoking it for the past 40 years. Well,
now she's talking about a specific geographic area, and this may very well be true. I mean, you know, if Humboldt County, and I believe they have, mm-hmm. has invested very thoroughly in, and many people in Humboldt County have invested thoroughly in the production of marijuana, then they may see diminished returns. I can't say exactly how the marketplace will work. Let's not forget that I'm sure some of their marijuana is creeping outside of the state of California too. So I don't know if they can grow with impunity, then, you know, what's the big deal?
Yeah, sell it to Nevada, sell it to Oregon, sell it to Washington. Legalizing people in those states. Legalizing any product will almost certainly reduce its price, according to Reason, even if you factor in heavy vice or excise tax, which will be likely be attached to the legal weed. And it will definitely encourage more people to start growing and selling pot, increasing supply and driving down prices. So we can all understand why pot growers might be nervous at the prospect of legalization, and hopefully they can understand why their fears about competition are no more compelling than those of any other producer in a free market economy.
You know, I'm sure that the blacksmiths and the farriers didn't like the idea of cars when they came along either.
Exactly.
I mean, there were statements like, "Oh, you can't, but my God, these cars are causing our young people to go off by themselves and make out in the back seat." I mean, and there were the complaints that people would, "Oh, man can't go faster than 25 miles an hour; it'll drive the air out of his lungs." I mean, all these crazy nonsensical things that people said before the automobile came along. And come on, it's progress.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. It's just so sad seeing people who should know better, people in the black market who should know better, advocating that they keep the black market, advocating that if the next day comes around, if the day after legalization opportunity comes around and it fails, and they get their door kicked in, their home raided, and their family torn apart, that they think it would all have been worth it. More coming up. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at VeryBestBaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com. The main name in military supply.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but enough time for your call. If you make it now, 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We do have our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com, edit virtually anything you see. Also, if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Jump on for as little as $3 a month with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the Amp-only call-in lines, the Amp-only podcast, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. Continuing with your phone calls, Ben is in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ben.
Hi, guys.
Ben, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, I was just talking about the drug war here, and Dave, steal my thunder over here. I personally know Marines who've been over there to Afghanistan. I know a guy's going back for his 8th tour, Special Forces, and they're not destroying poppies over there. If anything, they're guarding them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And sure, guess who's over there with them all? Guess who's over there with them all? Of the Iran-Contra.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Ollie North. Our good friend Ollie North. Over there, overseeing everything. But anyways, well, I don't really believe
the
heroin.
The U.S. military has been known for a long time. Members of the military have been notorious for a long time and for decades for bringing drugs back from other countries, using their military connections and things like that to ship things in. That's, you know, that's kind of old news.
Well, yeah, American Gangster. It's happening all over again.
Sure. American Gangster is a great movie and based on a true story. Yep.
Yeah. But anyways, California, I mean, I don't think how people really know how the drug trade is really supporting the world's economies, and I think to see legalizing everything would just put everything even into a more depression, because I think these people have cross-invested this drug profit into other businesses.
Oh, yes.
So I think we're all going to take a hit if it gets legalized.
No, that doesn't make sense what you're saying. You're saying that some of the drug dealers have invested money in some businesses?
No, not drug dealers. We're talking about big-time people. We're talking about people that are responsible for the trade, not the guys selling pot in California that grew it.
Right,
in their
you're talking about and you're talking about a relatively small group of people. I mean, when you're talking about the upper levels of drug dealing, that's what I was referencing was the Pablo Escobars of the world. You're talking about a relatively small group of people, and sure they have investments, and would their businesses have a tough time in the absence of their illicit profits from the war on drugs? Right. Maybe.
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah,
who cares?
That doesn't stand to reason. And here's the reason. Now, would the United States economy come crumbling down if Americans suddenly found a new cheap energy source to run their vehicles and their homes on?
Yeah, I think it would. I think
you're
if
wrong.
Oil's not
yeah,
worth
exactly.
anything,
if oil's
have not
more
worth
money.
Anything, no. if oil's not worth anything, then the people that have the oil are poor, right?
So businessmen will be out of some money.
Right.
Who cares?
So those same people
yeah,
that have some money.
I'm not talking about pot here, guys. Come on. We're talking about heroin.
I'm talking about it all.
Heroin.
I'm talking about economics.
Yeah,
dude.
But you can't group heroin and pot together. Come on.
Wait.
Give me a break.
Well, I thought
heroin, what's a good use for heroin besides to put someone out, fucking, that's on their
deathbed.
Oh,
we've got to let
something.
You go. Sorry, you are listening. You are on a talk radio program on the radio, and unfortunately, our delay was not operating. Great. Anyway, 800-259-9231.
You can put pot and heroin into the same category when you're talking about economics. It's the same way I can talk about cheap energy sources and compare that to Americans being able to produce their own drugs in their backyard by growing marijuana or whatever it is they want to do, and then having money of their own to do what they want in the marketplace. It's absolutely ludicrous, the idea that our economy would come crumbling down
because
we
businesses failed
a cheap
right.
energy source. Yes, the people who have energy would suddenly be oil would be left with something worthless, but those people have lots of money. They and if they wanted to invest that money in something else, they would do that, and they would provide another service in the marketplace, and we would all be benefited because of that.
Well, you know what happens really is the illegal drug trade, what it does is it siphons money off from the local economies into a more central place. And it's been documented over many decades now that the big banks, even Wall Street, have laundered tens of billions, if not more, dollars through their system. And these are the profits from illegal drugs. So if drugs were legal, yes, that money wouldn't go through the stock market anymore. Maybe the stock market would go down a little bit or flatten out. But we would all have more money in our pockets because we wouldn't be
Absolutely.
Paying for judges and extra police. And people who use drugs wouldn't be paying higher prices. So the whole idea of a free market economy is you have to localize as much as possible. You have to keep the money in people's hands individually and stop paying money out to middlemen bureaucrats who then give it back to you.
Toll-free number here.
Small percentage of it, too.
800-259-9231. If some people's businesses went under because of legalization, some drug kingpins' businesses where they launder money or whatever go out of business, cry me a river.
Mm-hmm.
The drug users will have more money in their pocket, and that means more money to go around and be spent on other businesses and other products and other services, products and services that they otherwise would buy if they didn't have to pay, $120 for their drug habit every single week or whatever their habit might cost them. It's just ludicrous to say that is somehow going to destroy the economy. Let's continue with Paul, listening in Charleston to WVTS. Hello, Paul. You're on Free Talk Live. Paul, listening to WVTS. In Charleston,
yep.
New England. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
I honestly believe that if recreational drugs were legalized, the crime rate in this country would go down drastically.
It's true.
And why can't the people in charge see that?
Because it's profitable to have drugs be illegal.
Well, I mean,
people benefiting from it.
Yeah,
right.
There's two groups of people that benefit from drugs being illegal. People in the government and people who deal illegal drugs.
Right, they feed off of it. The government bureaucrats, especially the police, they feed off the existence of the war on drugs. It allows them to increase the size of their budgets. One of the major ways they do that is through asset forfeiture. So if they pop somebody for having a couple bags of weed in their car, they can take their car and they can take the car to an auction and they can sell it, and then they get thousands of dollars for their budget for that year.
You know, what really bothers me, I smoke pot.
Mm-hmm.
In the 70s, when I was back in high school, I'm in my 50s now, a bag of weed was $20.
Mm-hmm.
Now a bag's $120.
Yeah.
Now who's getting that money?
Well, part of it is inflation to some extent, but who's getting it? All the middlemen down the line. Because
it doesn't cost that much to grow it.
No, it certainly doesn't.
If they just legalized it here in West Virginia, I'd grow my own.
Absolutely. I can guarantee you a lot of it is being grown right now in West Virginia. In fact, every state.
Yeah, it is.
It's usually
still,
the number one or number two.
$120.
Yeah, it's usually the number one or two cash crop. In any given state, it's incredibly lucrative.
Also, there's been increase in the areas of production. Wheat is stronger; it's better produced. People, grow it hydroponically in their house now. That is another reason why the good wheat has gone up.
Well, to answer your question in a little more detail, Paul, as far as where that $120 goes. Presuming you're not getting it from a grower or between one person and a grower, the grower and the grower's distributor and to you, it's very unusual that most people get that. Usually it passes through several hands before it gets to the end user. So it's just going to whoever it is that's passing it. And usually the person passing it wants to make it worth their while because, well, they're taking a tremendous risk. They're risking jail time over doing the business that they do. And so, therefore, they have to mark it up appropriately to account for that risk. And that's why a pound of marijuana ends up being sold for $5,000 rather than, say, $50. Because literally they're increasing their markups by thousands of percents that they can only get away with because of the black market, because these products are illegal.
Yeah. Back in the 70s, I could get a pound from someone in New Mexico for like $80. And now, my God, like you said, the pound's $5,000. It's ridiculous. And if they just would legalize not just pot, but everything, crack, whatever, the criminals, the crime rate would drop dramatically if
there's
they would
no
just get the government the heck out of it.
Honest cops.
Am I allowed to say heck?
You absolutely are.
Heck, you can say.
Thank you for the call tonight, Paul. I appreciate hearing from you. You talk to any cops about robberies in the area, about people being held up, cars being broken into, and if they catch the person, they will tell you. They will talk to that person. They will find out, what was your motivation? Why did you do this? And they will find out, I wanted to get a hit of crack, or I wanted to get, another packet of meth. That's why people are doing crimes out there, for the most part. Seriously, talk to the cops. They'll tell you if they're being honest.
Especially property crimes.
Yeah. Hey, it's been Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
We'll return tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.